Stephanie Curtis is the movie maven here at Minnesota Public Radio. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
We have a kind of post-apocalyptic teen movie. Is that what's
happening?
That's right.
Teen dystopia.
Well,
right. People besides teens lived. It's mainly centered on how's it going for the teenagers in dystopia.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Divergent. It's based on a series of a best-selling trilogy, so a lot like The Hunger Games, except this one is written by a woman who's only 25, and it's sold like tens of millions of copies.
Wow.
But let's move on from there.
Wow.
Let's not linger on her success. It doesn't take away from our own lives in any way. So this new movie.
Her name is Veronica Roth.
Yep.
Is that what her name
yes.
is? That's
her name.
Her
is Veronica Roth. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Veronica.
Yeah.
Not jealous at all. Anyway, Divergent starts Shailene Woodley. She was in The Descendants playing one of George Clooney's kids. And and she's great. She's a great actress. And she's growing up in a world where where when you reach a certain age, I don't know what age she is. In the books, you probably know. They don't really tell you here. But she's older teenager. You take a test, and everyone is divided into factions. There are five factions. And the way to keep, there had been a war of some sort, and humans had destroyed the Earth. And it was humans against humans, not humans against aliens or humans against anything. You know, it was man's own nature, human's own nature that destroyed us. So they're trying to tamp down human nature by having everybody figure out what their greatest strength is, and then joining a group of other people with that same strength, and then they work together. And the motto of this new world, and it's based in Chicago, is faction before blood. So you leave your family if you need to, but maybe your family's in the same faction as you. And it's based on whether you're really courageous, and then you're in the Dauntless faction, or you're super smart, and then you're an erudite, or you're kind. Anyway, there are five different factions. And so she had grown up in a faction that, with her parents, and was the really nice faction. And then she takes a test, and she learns that she is divergent,
which means
she has strengths in many areas, and for some reason she needs to keep this a secret. She's told by the test taker, don't let anybody know that you have no one great strength, and you have strength in many ways. And she says, why does anybody care? What's the big deal?
Right.
And the woman says, I can't tell you, because otherwise it would ruin the rest of the movie and you'd just be able to move on. No, they don't say, just as I can't tell you. And So Shailene Woodley chooses to go into the Dauntless faction, and she learns to fight and be super strong.
Of course she
does. And then has to investigate, why won't they let me be divergent? Mm-hmm. Why do I threaten society this way? So it is, you can't help but, us old people can't help but, I'm sure if you are a young fan, the differences between The Hunger Games and Divergent are, it's just like, they are not the same at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't help but compare them. And in The Hunger Games, the bad guys are so much more, much more amusingly and intriguingly bad than the bureaucracy of Divergent. The bureaucracy of The Hunger Games, and the way they set up that society, and the images from that society, and then also the terrible battle of having been forced to be a killer that Katniss endures is just so gripping.
Mm-hmm.
And Divergent just doesn't have that. This one at least feels like, you know, the first Hunger Games felt like a satisfying movie in itself, and this one felt like more of a long, long setup that could lead in the end to something that becomes an amazing trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the performances by Shailene Woodley is so good, and it is a beautifully set up film, but it really does drag a lot, and I think maybe the next one might be good, but it's almost like you have to wait and find out.
You have to see maybe the next one to appreciate the first one.
I wasn't all in.
Yeah. And so it's one of those things where we've set up a trilogy, and now the first one hasn't really caught us necessarily.
No,
it didn't
feel big enough.
We
got two more to go. But it's going
to
be a big hit. So at least it's going to be a big hit. So at least they will make two more.
And it'll be ostensibly better than the Atlas Shrugged trilogy.
The Atlas Shrugged trilogy.
Right.
And many other trilogies that have fallen by the wayside.
Right, exactly.
So a little bit of a meh from me on this one.
Speaking of In a World, Hal Douglas died last week or the week before. The other trailer guy after Don LaFontaine, who died a couple of years ago, and it's like we were just thinking about that, and how that is First of all, those guys sounded almost exactly the same.
I know.
You know, they're really amazing. What are trailers going to sound like now? I mean, I know it's just speculation, but it's just, it's kind of sad. It's really a passing of an era because these guys were really deep voices.
Have you watched some of those trailers? Trailers are so much better these days.
Better than the Inner World trailers.
I know that they give away a little bit too much that a lot of the times, but trailers can be a beautiful work of art in themselves. The trailer for Her, the trailer for the Ridley Scott film, the one with Charlize Theron, the
Prometheus. Yeah,
that was
amazing.
That was
better than the movie.
You know,
it was.
There's some of those, and if you go back and look at some of those old trailers, they're like 4 minutes long.
Aren't they?
They show almost entire scenes. Yeah. I don't know what was wrong with us back then, but we needed to pick up the pace a little bit.
It's true.
So it is the passing of an era, but maybe an era that needed to go on. Not saying he needed to die. I wasn't wishing for his death. May he rest in peace.
Exactly. Rest in peace, Hal Douglas and Don LaFontaine, both the great Inner World voiceover artists of an era now gone by. Stephanie, thank you for joining us as always.
Good to be here.
Stephanie Curtis, the movie maven at Minnesota Public Radio.